Sabina Mayo Smith and her son and daughter woke up at home this morning, and it must have felt a little strange. They'd been chased out of Topanga Canyon on Sunday by the Malibu fires, and in that moment, something happened. She watched the children decide what was irreplaceable, and they watched her make necessary choices that seemed all wrong. Sabina Mayo Smith, welcome to the program. How did you sleep last night?
You know, I slept very well. I slept very well. It was great to be home, and we're very grateful.
So on that Sunday, when you knew it was time to evacuate, what did you tell your kids?
First of all, we live in Topanga, so the conversation has come up in the past, and so here it was. And so we said, we need to leave the house, and we have some time to pack, and we told them they could pack what they wanted to bring with them.
And they wanted to take...
They wanted to take, actually, my daughter went right to work.
She's seven, and your son
is
nine.
She's seven, yes. And she packed her stuffed animals, and she packed a deer bone she had found, and she packed some plastic horses. And I noticed my son was having a tough time with the whole thing, and he started pouring all of his Legos in the duffel bag. And I went to him, and I said, you know, when you're making your decisions, you need to think about what you can replace and what you can't replace. And he looked at me and went back around again, starting to think about what he should take. And I saw him holding up a Lego structure he had built, and he said, you know, I put a lot of time into this. I think I should take this. And after a while, I just saw him just immobilized by this. And we were sitting there trying to decide. We were pulling papers and looking at what was sentimental. And I said, what would you like to take? And he just looked around, and he said, are you just going to let all this stuff burn?
Now, how far, I mean, there must be some urgency in this, right?
Well, we had about, you know, it was voluntary. And so it was about a two-hour process. And about an hour in is where he looked at me, and he was just stopping and saying, are you just going to let all this stuff burn? And it stopped me. I mean, I just looked, and I said, well, yes, that's what we're deciding what we're going to take, and the other stuff might burn. And what happened then is that then he didn't end up packing a lot of stuff. He ended up packing his clothes, his baseball gloves, because he plays baseball, and he ended up taking a set of keys to a friend's house so he would have a place to stay, and he ended up taking matchbox fire trucks.
What about your daughter? She got all her stuffed animals out?
She went through her stuffed animals, and she picked out the stuffed animals that she wanted to take with her. And I have the bag right here. It's a number of well-loved stuffed animal dogs. And she didn't pick them all. She decided what she wanted to take.
You know, this is a small thing compared to families who've lost their homes, and there are a lot of them. But I just wonder if you don't think your kids, they lost something, maybe they gained something too in this moment.
It was a really profound process for them. It was compared to what people have gone through in other parts of Southern California, we had a fairly luxurious process. And for them, my son was really immediately in the moment of, I'm making a decision of what I'm going to lose. And he was stunned when we came home and our house was still here. And I think they realized that some of the stuff they left behind was stuff they weren't really going to miss. And I think they got a little insight into what's really important.
Sabina Mayo Smith and her son and daughter back home in Topanga, California, near Malibu. Sabina, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.